Thank you for calling Illinois Lift Equipment. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. For sales, press 1. For customer service, press 2. For shipping, press 3. For parts, press 4. For accounting...
Illinois Lift Equipment, this is Dave.
Hey Dave, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Alright, so a little blow up with your customer. it's okay. The reality is this is not your standard customer. This is the guy that should go to TCF. He should go to Bank of America. This is not your standard forklift operator. I just got off the phone with Mark. It's no big deal. It is what it is. So here's where we're at. I quoted him numbers that I think he'll get approved at that are very competitive. I'd like you to write down these numbers so you have them for reference.
All right.
And this is with me making basically very little on the deal, quick approval. 34 months, I quoted him $821 a month.
Okay. $821 a month for 34 months?
36. 34 remaining.
Oh, I got you. Oh, because he's putting some down?
Your first two payments, I'm quoting him down.
Okay.
60 months, I quoted him $509.
Okay.
Told me in a polite way to fuck off.
Oh, Lord. All right.
And the reason he did was, he said, no deal, you guys told me it was 3.9%. I said, look, man, I'm a finance company. Well, I can go to my bank. Okay, go to your bank. No big deal. That was what my message is, not jeopardizing your deal. My message is, look, go to your bank. No big deal.
Right.
Then why was it 3.9%? So I don't want to harm your sale. I'm like, hey, man, I'm not the vendor. I'm a private finance company, but you could go to your bank. I can give you a quick approval. Here's what I can do. And just so you know, these are from me cutting it very, very thin. I do think that this guy could go to his local bank because just if you do a $5 million year business, your bank will give you a few hundred grand without – well, they won't give you a few hundred. They'll give you $100,000 usually without any questions asked.
Right. All right. Well, I'll give him a call, see what he says.
Yeah, I would give him a call and just say, hey, look, that's our finance company. However, you know, you want to go to your bank. I just don't want to hide anything from you. What I think I can do from him. I don't want to get into a rate war with a guy that I can't provide on it.
Right. No, I completely understand, and I appreciate it. I will I'll give him a call and see what happens. I'll let you know.
Cool. Is Mark available?
Let me see. Hang on 1 second.
Thanks.
I'm going to send you over now.
Thanks.
Yep.
Hey, Ruben, what's going on?
Hey, I just tracked down Kevin. He's going to send the app to me later today. He just got back in the office.
Perfect.
Cool, so I just want to... And his lift is $60,000, correct?
Well, it depends. He wants either a new one with that financed or... a used one. It just depends on what avenue he wants to go down.
What's the price point for used?
Well, I can get him two machines for around 50.
Would he need two if he does a used route versus a new one?
Yes.
Okay, so basically, is there any direction, like assuming I can get him approved, is there any direction you want me to push him in?
No, just... Yeah, just give him the options either way, so that way he can see which he wants to go down. I feel like either way he's going with us.
Right.
So
it's basically 2 for $60 or 1 for $60. Just depends on what he wants.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. Beautiful. Cool. I will be in touch with you later today once I get his application and let you know how it shakes out.
All right. Great. Thanks, Ruben.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.